Thank you so much for joining us, Vicky.
No worries.
Now, first question is, how does virtual reality tourism work?
Okay, so virtual tourism encompasses virtual reality, and there are many different formats that it can take, from the inexpensive cardboard glasses that, you know, you can pop your iPhone into and take yourself off to another place or to see things that you otherwise might not be able to see, to fully immersive experiences. And these could be rooms that are set up in particular sites where the images are all around you, might be the ceiling and the floor as well, but they offer a totally immersive experience.
That's awesome. And how important do you think is tourism in general to the individual as well as the world around us?
Tourism is one of those industries that's essential. For starters, it encompasses so many direct and indirect industries and sectors, so it's a really large employer. It offers opportunities for people to gain an understanding of something. So when I think of the whale work that we do, so we do some research with the humpback whales and the visitor experience, the information that people get is just essential to them understanding that species. And I think the saying goes something along the lines of we protect what it is that we understand or that we love. So by allowing people to have experiences, they can really understand an environment or a species or a way of life or a different culture. And that really helps everybody.
Awesome. So in contrast to physical tourism, what alternatives does virtual reality tourism have to offer?
Yes, it's really an interesting space. So not everybody can travel. It may be that we can't get to a particular place during a particular time of year because of work. It might be that we have a disability that prevents us from being able to engage in a particular type of experience or to visit a particular destination. It might be that the destination itself is so remote that getting there is quite difficult. It might be that the species is under threat in some way, and so interacting with it may not be an appropriate avenue or, you know, an appropriate thing to do. So there are so many reasons why we may or may not be able to participate. And virtual reality gives us that opportunity. We can go into space, we can go under the ocean, we can look at different species, we can visit sites and really engage with those.
Awesome. That is really cool, because I, for one, personally am awful at saving, so I don't find myself traveling a lot. So the fact that we do have that opportunity through virtual reality is super cool. So how does over-tourism affect some destinations?
Yes. So the thing with virtual reality is it's not a replacement for tourism. So people are still going to travel. It could introduce them to places that they want to visit, or it could mean that they can go virtually and therefore may not visit that particular destination at a time when it's really busy. So it's not necessarily that it's a replacement. But over-tourism is really impacting some regions. Okay, so you probably heard it on the news, you know, places like Spain, you know, parts of Spain, and the Cinque Terre, and my pronunciation could be horrible there, but the five cities that are in Italy, for instance, are becoming so overcrowded that the people living there are really struggling. You know, there's real social impacts. So where tourism is great because it's a good economic driver, it can also impact the lives and the environments of the, you know, when we have large numbers of people visiting a particular place. So, you want to be trying to avoid that. And that could be where virtual reality can come in as well, offering people the opportunity to visit a site but reduce the amount of negative impact that could be happening at that site.
Yeah, I read an article recently, I think the title was a bit on the nose, but the title was Don't Let Japan Turn Into Another Bali, and it was essentially about how more and more Australian tourists are going to Japan but are kind of ruining it because they're not really following like the cultural practices that people in Japan have. So you've got like a lot of loud Australian tourists just kind of messing with their surroundings, and it's kind of making the Japanese population not want people to come there anymore.
Yes, we love it to death. That's what it ends up happening. We love something to death, and we've changed what it is that was so special about it in the first place.
Yeah. So our last question for today is, how are human senses implemented into the virtual reality tourism experience?
Ah, so as with the first question, there are so many different ways that VR can be used to stimulate and immerse people. Because remember, the objective here is to immerse people. When we travel, we immerse ourselves into environments, and that's what virtual reality offers us. So it can be something quite simple, and it's more visual. It could then go visual and audio, so you're hearing and seeing. So you've got headphones on as well as goggles, for instance. Or it could be, as I mentioned before, a whole facility using holograms and other things that might pop up at you and, you know, open different experiences, or you tap on something and it provides information. And then that means you're fully interacting in that space then. So you've got your, you know, five senses happening, and you really can get a sense of what it would be like to be in that particular environment or that particular space. They're using it quite a bit with some of the ancient sites, so resurrecting ancient sites in a virtual space so that people can see, hear, feel, get a sense of, interact with what it might be like to be a Roman, for instance, or, you know, in ancient times or some other parts of the world.
That's incredible. Like,
it really is incredible.
Like, just technology's come so far that we can literally, like, almost fully experience what it was like to be in the world like hundreds of years ago. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Vicky.
No worries. Thank you for having time with me this afternoon.